Shalom Aleichem, BFFT 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Nun Hei. Baba Basra 155a. Pagination is 309. By way of introduction, in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, in Choshen Mishpat, we have a bit of an outline as to how a child would phase in by age to different types of kinyanim to be able to do transactions. So the Mechaber writes, Katan ad sheish shanim ein hakna yaso la'acherim klum. A child until 6 years old, his kinyanim are not considered valid at all. He's not old enough to understand and engage in commerce. Umishesh shanim ad sheyagdil, once he's 6 years old, until he gets to be a legal adult, bar bat mitzvah, im yodeya, if he understands transactions, then it's going to be valid. The Rama says, once a child hits 10 years old, kol she'eno shota, provided that the child is not a fool, already at 10 years old, we assume that this basic ability to transact business exists. Says the Mechaber, this applies by metaltalin, by movable objects, that there is a time before bar and bat mitzvah that the child is able to transact business. It's movable objects. Aval bekarka, but if you're talking about real estate, eina mocher velo nosin ad sheyagdil, it's only possible to transact real estate business, karka, it's stricter, only once the person is a legal adult, bar and bat mitzvah. Now, this would seem to be the guidelines that we need. Metaltalim, less than bar bat mitzvah, depending on the child's ability, perception. Karka, real estate. Once the child is bar or bat mitzvah, it would be accepted, and that keeps things simple, except that there are exceptions and other considerations. In particular, because we're dealing in our perek with all kinds of Yerusha situations, inheritance, so we have to take this a step further in Siftes, Bamedvarim Amurim, when was this said? Bekarka Shalo, if he owns the real estate personally, Shekanu, he acquired it personally, and that's its origin, a transaction that he himself did. Avokarka Sheyorash Me'avosav, but something that was acquired from an ancestor, from some sort of inheritance, the rule in such a case is specially imposed. The person has to be 20 years old and have signs of maturity. Until that time, we're worried. Even if it seems that he knows the world of commerce, we're worried. Shemayimkar Bezul, maybe he will sell improperly at an undervalued price. Mipnei Shedaita Nota Achar Hamaos, because he sees the money and the money is attractive. Ve'adayin lo nisyash v'daito b'darkei ha'olam, and he doesn't fully understand the world. This may be related to the expression ma'achol yorshim, things that the person didn't work for, doesn't fully appreciate, and he might sell it for less than its value, so the age of 20 was imposed by real estate that he's getting as a Yerusha. We find this rule indeed on today's daf. Itmar, towards the middle of the page, we learned, Katan me'ima say mocha benichse aviv. when can a child sell the property that he received from his father? And we kind of expect katan, a child, we're expecting some underage type number, and the Gemara does not respond like that at all. The Gemara responds in the name of Rav Nachman, mi ben esrim, the person has to be 20 years of age. Let's turn over the page and study a story that occurred. This is found in the wide lines, about six lines into the wide. At the end of a line, Hahu pachos mi ben esrim, there was somebody who was less than 20 years old, the avzal zavin nichsi, who went and sold property, presumably real estate, and he's under the age of 20, and we're going to be assessing whether he's wise enough to be able to do the sale. So based on the information that we just studied, we have to understand what the case was. If somebody is under the age of 20, even if they're very advanced, if it's an inheritance, then we said, as we paskin, Reish Lamed Hei Siftes, that even if the person is Yodea Tivmaso Umaton, we're worried about him because he's getting it as a freebie, as an inheritance, and he might sell it too cheap. So we wait till he's 20 before we'll accept the sale. So what was this case? So the Gura in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph writes, B'nichse Dafka Shalo. We're dealing that the child, this young man, sold property that was indeed his own. Not that he got it from his father. It is his own property, and therefore we're assessing from age 13 until age 20, what is his level of understanding in transactions so that we should approve the transaction. Also, l'kamei d'Rava, they came in front of Rava, obviously, to challenge the transaction and say that he wasn't of good, sound mind to do it. Amru le'krovei, so his relatives told him, if you want to undo the transaction, make yourself look foolish in the eyes of Rava, the presiding rabbi. Zil achol tamri, go eat dates. V'shodi b'kishaisa b'Rava, and throw the pits at Rava. Ovad hachi, so he did it. Amaluhu, so Rava saw this, and he said, Zavini lav zavini. The sale is not a good sale. So the buyers, who wanted to substantiate the sale, saw that it looked like they're not going to get it. Kikakosfu leishtara, so while Rava is writing up the document, how he ruled on the case, Amru lelukuchos, the buyers told this young man, Zil eimo lelurava, you know, you should tell Rava, Megillas Esther bezuza, a Megillas Esther, which is a big scroll, it costs a coin. Shtara demar bezuza, so why would you charge a zuz for this little document? And it's like a witty, perhaps chutzpedik statement. And the young man did it. Azalamale, he went and told him. Amaluhu zvine zvine. Oh, you can say a comment like that? Oh, so then the sale is a good sale. Amrulei kerovei, the relatives of the young man who had originally told him to throw the pits, and they're trying to protect him. They want him to be able to get the property back. So they argued, Lekuchas amgmeruhu. The buyers prompted him to make that comment. Amaluhu, Rava said, Misavrile Savar. If you explain something to somebody and he understands it, Kevin de Misavrile, Visavar Mede Yoda, apparently he does know. Vahai de Ovad Hachi, and what about the pits? Chutzpah Yaseirahu Tahavabe, it's a big chutzpah what he did, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't have intelligence. And again, to go back to the situation of this case, the young man is described as less than 20 years old. So as we're paskening in Shulchan Aruch, less than 20, if it's an inheritance property, it's not going to stand anyway. But we're learning that the case is that it was his own property that he was selling, and the question is, did he have the level of intelligence in order to do it? And Rava, after he saw what unfolded, ruled that he did have that level of intelligence, and the sale would stand. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.